pump up the volume. Radio stay tuned and feel the sunrise.
There was a Devin Coco at Kuza
Coco.
You want to drive? You want to show my driver?
You wait.
So
I dance better sitting down. Never slab.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, Coco Tina, Pella must drive a steel pants. Mangs whom it's a different story. We don't want to get into that.
Yeah, for an arm.
Yeah, no, let's not.
Yeah, no, for an arm. I mean, like, two left legs.
You know?
It's a bank leg. I was go, but Timina. Yeah, I'm actually kiss.
Ah, Madolo.
Yeah, the singer from Kaba. Yeah, but hey, la, la.
Looking like a yeah, see egg.
So we've got our guest.
We do our in the house. Very first co-host right here on Langa Wakings. right here on Radio Langa, we have the very super talented Bonga Percy Vilagazi. I swear, we need that thing. Do please, that thing,
boom,
man.
Boom, boom, boom. That horn.
It's not enough without it.
Yeah, no.
Do you know what I mean?
We're not doing any justice here.
Born in Bethel, you know, the multi-award winning writer, has a BA in marketing communication, specializing in brand management and digital media marketing. Listen, I'm still going at it, right?
Yeah.
He is currently the series producer for mm-hmm. the International Emmy Award nominated TV series The River, mm-hmm. right? Series producer for the SAFTA awarded Best Telenovela Legacy. Angaqedi.
Guys, do you want to say my ID now?
No, Mama, let me finish. They need to know, right?
Yeah.
So he's also, right, a script writer.
Yes.
For big productions, right?
Yeah.
Such as the South African Traditional Music Awards, DSTV Viewers Choice Awards, and the 2021 SAFTAs. Right? No,
Angaqedi.
He has also worked with big magazines, right? And has done hot interviews with international stars such as Toni Braxton, Kevin Hart, Tyler Perry. I'm not done. He's written songs. Lalela, if I actually just list all the things this man has done, we're not going to finish. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm just glad that you are saying this next to my best friend.
Yeah. So that he can hear and appreciate.
Because he doesn't think I'm talented.
So
I'm going to ask for that clip.
Right. Yes.
And yeah, by the way, you don't know about his best friend. Yes, his best friend is in studio.
Yes.
And that is Uchafta Mamabolo.
Love
yes,
it.
So if you know Uchafta Mamabolo, we have him in studio.
Shout out.
Yes.
Yes.
So yeah, Njoba Sisho, we always say Langa Wakings is here for you, and we are all about entertainment.
Bringing that heat.
And this is Ogletela, the heat.
Lalela.
We make you feel
the sunrise.
The sunrise. Literally. Eta, dog.
Hello.
Yeah, but such a labo and utimna nawe sibizana ngo dog.
This is not a lie.
Yeah, mina nawe. Yeah, we are.
Abo dog.
Yeah.
Otiam.
Zinjazindao.
Yeah. Usuke Cape Town, guys. Mind you, he's from Cape Town, Jongo Balana. He came
special
for Langa Wakings for Upep no Skomplas.
Yeah.
Flew in. Yeah. So.
Yeah. We are
appreciate
honest.
It.
We are honest.
We appreciate
yes.
it.
Thank you for having me, guys.
So yeah,
thank you.
We want to ask you some funyana questions. Are you ready?
Listen.
So you have done so many amazing things, as we know.
Yeah.
I know everyone knows.
At this
people
point.
That don't know you, Sabayas Maja, our listeners, they know that you have done so many amazing things. Upepu Shilo.
Yeah.
You know, in the especially in the entertainment industry, your work speaks for itself. You know, so run through how you became the Bonga Percy Vilagazi, and then you was guamne, our full muntati Percy Vilagazi, Bonga Vilagazi. Pelele.
Yeah.
Bonga Percy Vilagazi.
I must run through how I become though.
You had what?
Hebatung.
Yamara.
That's beautiful. That's the beauty of it. Yeah, that's the beauty of it.
I mean, I think growing up Bethal, I was always that weird child that was drawn more to the arts. You know, things like soccer and marbles didn't make sense to me.
yeah.
So I've always been drawn to I mean, I'd always sit in the house and listen to music or read magazines.
Yeah.
Whom I used to buy. I could honestly say that this is something that was always in me.
Mm.
I just didn't know at the time that I would grow up and actually make a living.
Yeah.
Wake up every day and do this.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, it's still, I was saying to Chafta yesterday, Oguti, when I sit down to think about my life and everything that I've done and where I am now, it overwhelms me.
Wow.
Because I mean, it doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. No, how does someone like me, who's from the place that I'm from, get to do all the things that I've done?
Yeah.
It really can only be God.
And be so humble.
Yo.
The humility is fake.
I know,
I was about to say, we see your finger. We see your finger.
The humility is fake. No, listen, I think I'm very aware that it didn't have to be like this. I'm aware that there are tons of people who are probably more talented than me
and
less talented than me.
Yeah.
Hint.
Yeah, it's right there. I can act you out any day. You know, and so for God to raise me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just you can't. There's no time for pride when you know where you come from
and
where you are. There's no time for that because I'm very aware of the role that God continues to play in my life.
Yeah. Wow.
Sure.
Wow, that is so beautiful.
That's so profound.
It's so profound.
Let us quickly pay the bills.
To advertise on Radio Langa, email sales@radiolanga.co.za. sales@radiolanga.co.za.
Yeah, you know, I actually want to say, you know, I love how you're saying that this is something that you grew up with.
Yeah.
And I was reading Shonda Rhimes' book, and she mentioned how she used to play Ngamakotkot in the cupboard, and how her mom let her do that because that actually helped her carve the talent that she has today and the freedom to actually do that.
Yeah.
So I actually wonder, was it the same with you, that no one stopped you and said, "Ay, it wins a little bit."
I mean, I was teased a lot.
Yeah.
You know, the motherfuckers teased me a lot.
Yeah.
People that I grew up with, primary school, high school.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
I was teased a lot because I wasn't like normal boys.
The typical boy.
Yeah. Mm. Well, normal in inverted commas.
Yeah.
I wasn't interested in those things. So I think when, as you grow older, either you let that break you. And I think it's the strength that we have subconsciously. So either that thing is gonna break you, or in my case, I was like, I definitely need to make sure that I excel in everything that I do.
Because
it's the only way that I'm gonna shut everyone up.
Yeah.
So you know when kids do what they do, pap or whatever it is, as they would call it.
Yeah.
You know, abantu abadala usually but hey, lo, turn the attention. I mean, I was told that all my life. But I don't think that anyone imagined that this is what would become of me.
Yeah. Yes.
So now with my friends and with kids that I see who remind me of myself, I have to, it's actually our responsibility now that we know better.
Yeah.
To encourage them, you know, and to speak words of positivity in their lives.
Because
you really could be speaking to the next person who could change the world.
And who relates with what you're talking
Absolutely.
About. Yeah, because
Absolutely.
We know a lot of people who do come up the way at the place that you are right now. Come
yeah.
from stories where, you know, you weren't, you were misunderstood.
Yeah.
No one understood what was happening with you. You were like the weird air quotes, they're the weird kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what was wrong with you? What do they just didn't understand?
They didn't. Yeah, they didn't. And I think back then, man, it might still be the same now. Arts were not encouraged.
Yeah, they weren't.
It's because it's a very tricky and risky industry.
It's still kind of...
You know, Jeff and I talk about it all the time. People usually see the results. You know, they see the name on screen.
Yeah.
Only
yeah.
then do they start standing up.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
But it's yeah. been years and years of, I mean, I've been, I was 2021 when I started writing for Backstage in 2003.
Mm. Yeah.
yeah.
So
yeah.
I've been doing this for a good 18 years.
Yeah.
And I look 25.
And it's self-taught,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, all of this.
Most of it is self-taught.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, my wow. mom taught me how to write.
Yeah.
And then, because even my qualification is not in film and television.
Yeah, mm. yeah.
So as I grew older, then, you know, then you, I did a lot of workshops, a lot of writing seminars.
Yes.
Because there are things that you have to be taught. Talent. It's great, but it's never enough.
Yeah.
yeah.
It can get you there, but it won't keep you there.
Ne?
So you need a lot of other things to keep you
yeah.
going.
Speaking yeah. of which, actually, that's the next
yes.
question.
Yeah.
You know, as a writer and creative producer, do you believe that creativity can be taught or it's a God-given talent?
I think it's a talent.
You partly yeah. answered it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah I think yeah. it's a talent. Mm-hmm. There are many things that that can be taught to you. I mean, for example... in writing,
yeah,
we have things called subtext. We have things like inciting incidents. We have
yeah.
There are a lot of things that will not come naturally.
Yes,
so they have to be taught to you, and then you practice them by doing them over and over
yeah.
and over again.
Yeah,
and you become better.
Mm.
But with writing. It's either you can or you can't.
That's true.
Hmm.
Yeah,
and I think a lot of us at this age would know
yeah.
whether it's a talent or not.
yeah.
or not.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, oh, I okay. completely agree. Also, yeah. when it's a talent, you know, it's easier for you to keep going, even when,
yeah.
you know, those dry spells hit and
yeah.
all that. So you don't have to, like, look to the next thing. It comes naturally
yeah.
to you.
Yeah.
I've
yeah.
once seen his emails of his work in terms of script
yeah.
writing.
Yeah. Hectic.
Yeah. How do you cope with that? Like, you remember, Konalo, I asked what email you were showing me, but
yeah.
the work they sent you for script writing, like
yeah.
the spontaneity.
Yeah.
Yeah. You must send something now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many emails do you have, actually?
It's crazy. Probably? It's crazy. I mean, the big part of my job
yeah.
is to provide creative solutions.
Yeah.
Mm. So that means that I must be on standby 24/7.
Tippy toes the entire day.
Yeah. So for example, if we are shooting a scene
yeah.
today,
yeah,
a scene in court.
Mm.
So
yeah.
today, as we speak, the river we're shooting scenes in court today
mm.
on
yeah.
a Saturday, because it's court, we can't shoot during the week. It's got to be on the weekend. So I could easily get a call. Bangcheluguti ukobra. Broke his wrist, which has actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't afford to postpone
the shoot
because we can
sure.
only shoot next Saturday
mm-hmm.
or on another Saturday because
yeah.
next Saturday could have been booked by another show
yes.
or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
So my job then is to write out Ukobra from those scenes
mm.
and still make the story compelling without viewers realizing Uti.
Sure.
He was supposed to be there.
Hectic.
I mean, it could be 3 scenes, it could be 5, it could be a lot of scenes. So I must continuously provide creative solutions
yeah.
and make sure that we don't lose even an ounce of the creative spark.
Wow.
So the tricky thing about that is that I'm thinking on behalf of the country.
Literally.
Yeah. That what I think is the most creative solution, you might think, they are wasting our time. Yeah. Which we hear a lot.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Call us names because people always think they can do better.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, it's so easy to judge from the outside,
yeah.
right? And point out and be like, I could have just done. But when you're inside the bubble, it's
yeah.
a different story.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, completely.
Totally.
Wow, man.
Yeah, no. Bonga. Yeah. Every time no crew, man.
Mm-hmm.
Attentively
oh,
because
okay.
so much wisdom
yeah no
matter who has kuluma like how you speak it's like gubangati you've been creative no kuluma
yeah
so now must kuluma
that's
yeah
no matter like, no matter yeah you're like
no, that's not the idea
So for now, let us play some music and then we'll be right back. Remember, if you just tuned in, we have Ubonga Percy Vilakazi in studio as our guest. Mm-hmm. And also we have an interview of our goal getter, Unoli Malope.
Yes.
She'll be on the line later on. So do stay tuned. You are on Langa Wakings with Mr. Skomplas and Pep.
That's right.
Also with Ubonga Percy Vilakazi. When I wear Dua.
Yeah.
By
yeah,
Big Zulu featuring True Hits. Percy, do you know True Hits?
No. I know. What a phrase.
So True Hits is from Petale.
Oh really?
Yeah, yeah. Probably know his mother.
Yeah.
Umam Nomanchali.
Yes, I know.
You know Nomanchali?
Yes.
Yes. Lokulai.
Yes.
He's a producer.
Oh. Oh wow.
So he's the one that was singing.
I must find him. That was a nice song.
Nice.
Gakulu.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. He's done.
So based in Joburg.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna find
ulapa,
him.
Ulapa, Malamasaita Bukandi Square.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll find him on the gram and follow him.
So yes, since you know we're on Youth Month, right?
Mm-hmm.
1976.
Yeah.
About Hector Peterson.
Yeah.
Bashon, it was a holiday back then, so people were asked Babu's would be a holiday, we 16.
It wasn't a holiday back then though.
Yeah. So people are like Begaya Pena we holiday.
Mm.
So education of the is what the youth of 1976 fought for.
Yeah.
And about Hector Peterson died for equality education, right?
Yeah.
So what I want to ask you is that, do you think a system as a South Africa is doing enough to stimulate creativity in young people of Southern Africa?
I don't think so, man. I think we have a lot of problems in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think they are priorities. Mm-hmm. Creativity or the creative arts are certainly not in the list of priorities.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Of course, the ministry might disagree because there are always calls to submit proposals and whatever.
Mm.
But it's not a priority. I don't think we are doing enough. Possibly because the right people are not in places of power and position to filter through the right information to them.
Yeah.
Either that, or if they are there, they're not being listened to, or it's not being prioritized.
Yeah.
But I just think we have too many issues here that need to be dealt with, that are not being dealt with.
That is so true, because I really wish that in my high school, when I was still in high school years ago, that we had the open platform to do the creatives, you know, because singabantu that's fun. Some of us lean towards creatives more than we do your analytics and your logistics and your numbers and all those things. And they gave us like a pocket moment where they were giving us creative stuff, your visual arts, your dancing, all of those things, your writing and all that, but it didn't last.
Yeah,
it didn't last because it's almost as though it's believed that it's either you have the talent or you don't, and it's not going to take you anyway if you don't have the talent. And then when they start filtering out who's actually good at this, and it's like 3-4 people, you know, and so it gets washed out. And I feel like they should keep it, because why take
they
it
should
out?
Keep it. I mean, in my high school, look, I went to Nigel High School in the East Rand. I do not believe for a second that I would be where I am had it not been for the high school that I was in. So the principal was about the arts.
Beautiful.
You know, she was the one in charge of choir and musicals. I remember Mama June holidays would go back to a boarding school 2 weeks before so that we could rehearse for musicals. And the school has produced amazing people. I mean, Puti Homo was at Nigel High School. Kagiso Modupi, who was an actor on Scandal, was at Nigel High School. There's a couple of people, younger ones as well, who are on the rise so in the school.
Yeah.
But now, certainly, that has changed.
Yeah.
That has changed. It's no longer a priority. And I'm wondering if it's because schools are now dealing with other serious issues, like academics. I was never really an academic. I made it work. Like, I had no choice because I was on my case.
Yes.
But what made me happy about going to school was knowing that there's choir 2:30. or that there are rehearsals at night.
Yeah.
So that certainly drove me to do better in school when I was really just always bubbling and I was that learner.
Yeah.
So that has changed, man. And there's actually a project that that I want to do nationally that encourages arts in schools.
Love that.
Because we need more of those people who are going to be storytellers.
Yeah, definitely.
I think it's definitely on Start to the Side. Where I'm from.
That's dope.
Yeah,
and hopefully it'll grow.
Yeah, and I love that because you mentioned this, and I was actually going to say that when you do encourage the arts in school, there are certain kids, like we're saying, who are leaning more towards the arts. And when they have that to come to school for, they pick up with the other subjects as well.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Because there's that thing you're looking forward to. Do you know
I mean, in my case, for me to be allowed to participate, I had to prove to my mother that I was capable academically. Uthi, I'm not gonna be allowed to do a musical if mfeilile. Because then in her mind, I'm not prioritizing academics.
Yes.
So I would not be here had it not been for my particular high school.
Make sure you work hard.
Yeah, I had to.
Yeah.
But I'm also I was a terrorist. So you know,
I can't.
There were dire consequences
if
I was going to do badly in school.
We
didn't have a choice.
It's kind of like sports, you know, how they tell you to play the sports, you got to do really well in like the subject. So it's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
I love that. No, do it completely. You know, for me, I'm always pushing my daughter to be like, you know, just you don't have to.
Yeah.
You
how old is your daughter?
She's 5 years old.
Yeah.
You don't have to lean that normal route.
Yeah.
Go where you want to go. And we can already see she's an artsy child.
Yeah.
So if that's what she wants to do, then go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
And which brings me to the next question. You know, us as Africans, we know how hard it was for us to even try to convince your parents. I have a cousin of mine.
Mm-hmm.
She was doing banking. And in her third year, she had four years. So she had one more year. She has always wanted to be in media, radio to be specific.
Yeah.
And in the third year, she literally deregistered. Wow. She went home and she was like, no, that's it.
Wow.
I want to do radio. I registered. They accepted me. I'm going.
Wow.
And it was so hard for them to accept
that. Of course.
They couldn't even speak about it for years.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's like, why? Why? And now that she's doing well, it's
wow. That's beautiful.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So look at you.
No,
you know, do you know what I mean?
That happens
so,
a lot.
Yeah. So now, which leads me to this question that, you know, how did you go about telling your parents, Bonga? Like,
no, it was tricky. I mean, my parents are just tricky people, period.
Yeah.
I mean, God bless them.
Yeah.
But I think because they themselves are artists, Ubaba used to draw. I mean, he'd look at something and draw it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I found a painting that he did in 1980, just before Umuzi was born, my older brother.
Mm.
So he's been at it. And my mom has written for as long as I could remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like I said, she taught me how to write.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think if they were living in different times, in a different space, they would have been artists.
Right.
So somehow they understood that this is who I am and this is my path. So they didn't really give me a hard time. They didn't really give me a hard time. You know, I'd be lying. They didn't exactly cheer me on. Possibly because they didn't understand what the vibe was. Since then, they've been the most supportive.
Wow.
They're probably my biggest cheerleaders.
Of course.
Now it makes sense. Of course. Okay, I'm not
going to say anything. I'm
not going to say anything.
Well,
Marage. Yeah, the rest.
Yeah.
But now it makes sense because your younger brother is.
He's an incredible
artist. He's a designer.
Artist now. Yeah, so I think it's really just who we are.
It's in the blood. Yeah, it's in the
now
blood.
Now it makes sense. Okay. Now that's dope. That's dope. Guys, if you just tuned in, we are with Bonga Phesivile as in studio as a guest.
Yeah.
So yeah. Pep, are you grasping?
I'm born now. Gems are being dropped.
Sponge.
Pep is picking up. Just in awe, honestly. Yeah, we're just in awe. Yeah, no. It's fantastic, honestly. Phenomenal. Matapuleng. Is it petal? That's the potatoes.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. So a lot of people have a chat serious petal.
Really?
Petal is so much talent.
So
much talent.
And I think, man, it's easy for someone who does what I do to receive, you know, to put up there on the pedestal.
Yeah.
But there are many people who have done incredibly well.
Definitely.
In medicine, in law.
Yes.
Age group, abantu engafunda nabo.
Yes.
Uzinhle is a chartered accountant. Ufikile is she used to work for the NPA. I think she's practicing privately now, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
A lot of people are doing great things.
Yes.
Just happen to be in media.
And yeah.
Media just, you know.
Which is good for us, eh? Because we are there, within that industry.
Yeah.
Abazali, they're like, no.
And now you have someone to point at and be like, no, but what about...
So I get a lot of phone calls.
I can imagine.
I
get a lot of phone calls.
Yeah.
Uma happily dishes out my number.
You know my son. Yeah, 0007.
She does that.
Yeah, she's proud.
I've stopped getting offended.
Yeah.
No, she's proud.
So when there are people in Joburg who say, I think my number is the easiest thing to get because everyone has my number.
Yeah.
If you want my number, just go to anyone or say Pethal.
Yeah. It's
that easy.
They'll give you the number.
Yeah, it's that easy.
Alright, for now, let us go back to some music. Do engage with us on our socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It is Radio Lang across all platforms. WhatsApp number for VNs and text is 083-970-9512. Nasis King Bayum Tuduzi. Percy, a lot of people don't know Guti how this relationship came about.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. And it came about around Ilo. When when I approached you for helping me with Secunda Spring Party mainly.
Yes.
For my entertainment. But email, I see your work, but you know,
really?
Work hard. Approach an angimbatla. For you to be interested last year, you're like, okay, Yazin. And I know a lot of people, like I've said this before, it wasn't you saying, "Hi, it is Ainum Danasekai, and now we can work."
Yeah.
You were like, "Now this designs,
yeah,
they're the ones, and we can work." You plug me in, man. You know, like when Atasha Tahani, people that have plus 4 million followers to post my brand.
Yeah.
You know, about Clement Mwasa.
Yeah.
You know, so those are the things that you do. Actually, that people don't know about you.
Yeah.
Shout out to you.
Thank you.
Bonga Percy Vilakazi.
Yes.
Sinawe Maj. For Ipaf and Pass.
Yes.
So, Upepo Tuna, my questions for you and me. So, Manji.
Okay.
I think it's Buza Wena, you know?
No, so, and the reason for this is that seeing that you guys are from two different industries, you know, and I'd like to get a perspective from both industries. So the first question here is, you know, with the years that you guys have been in this industry, what have been the highlights and the lowlights? Lowlights, highlights. I'll start with you, Bonga, because, you know, you're our guest today.
Highlights.
Yeah.
My career.
Yes.
Wow. What has been the highlight? I would say being nominated for the International Emmy Awards,
Yo,
The River.
That was huge.
Because there were over 200 shows around the world that submitted.
Wow.
And we were nominated. That was a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, first in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
I think
first. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We want to see the other shows trying to catch up. Good luck.
Yeah.
And I think the lowest moment for me, man, was not for me personally, but I think for the industry, was when SABC went under and had to And as a result, a lot of production companies had to shut down because SABC couldn't afford to pay them.
Mm.
I have a lot of friends who were affected,
a lot of friends.
And, you know, for a national broadcaster, that was very unfortunate because it felt like it took us 10 steps backwards.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. And for you, Mongezi?
My highlights. It was actually 2018 when I worked with Ubongane, but it wasn't about me working with him. But 2018 was my biggest event ever. We got around 8,000 people, and we also worked with Abosele Matunzi. Nabovazi.
Yes.
Thanks to Ubonga, you know. But 2018 was my biggest event ever.
Yeah.
Although we had technical difficulties, but that has been my highlight.
Yeah.
And also, why do you keep? It's not like
I'll pay you after this.
Also, was my brand being worn by well-known artists like Abu Natasha Tan, Abu Tlemin Mawas, people that have million followers, millions
that reach that he yeah he
you know
you yeah.
yes so
Definitely.
I do have my friends Amabulihlezi, Abokabza, but for them 4 million plus followers, then you post a brand, I'm there, you know. It was those were my highlights. It's actually my brand now is one of the well-recognized local brands, of which
it's all thanks.
Okay. Yeah, but we're going to, my brand is, is going to be one of those brands in South Africa. So that has led to that in terms of a highlight.
You're doing that thing. I'm proud of you. I'm very proud of you. Yeah.
Oh, I was hanging it.
Maybe you said
shout out to you.
Yes. Love it. So just one last question, and I'm going to point this one to you, Bonga.
Yeah.
You know, for someone who wants to come into the entertainment industry, rather, especially in the television and film space, you know, what are the most important things that you would like to tell them or leave advice for them to remember?
Jeez, man. I never know how to answer that question.
You will learn today.
Because, you know, the reality is that it's not for everyone.
True.
And you don't want to say that to a person and discourage them.
Yeah.
Mm.
But you really, you need to be in it because you love it, because of passion. Everything else follows. Because it's a lot of hard work. I never rest. I never rest. I'm thinking, I could have read 3 scripts. I could be on script number 4 now or something. a lot of it requires self motivation. And I think for you to produce whatever results, there's a lot of work that goes in, and I did touch on this opportunity. People see the names on screen. People see us on social media, and they think that's the life. But a lot of work goes into it. But for me, honestly, the biggest thing for me is just being good to people. You know, just be kind to people. Because, you know, people will always remember how you made them feel.
What a beautiful way to actually seal that.
And I think I've gotten by not because I'm the most talented person in the world. I've had a lot of people looking out for me. I know that I'm always going to be fine.
Yeah.
Because I have a lot of people that God has brought to my life.
Yeah.
And I know that is also because of how I am to people.
Nice.
Dope.
Love
I can be
it.
Deep when I.
Yeah.
I'm not always shallow.
Yeah. That is it for Ilanga Wakings this morning.
Such an
incredible show.
Yes.
Mamela, can the next hour at least. Right now. Shout out to you for listening and tuning in to Langa Wakings right here on Radio Langa.
That's right.
With me, Mr. Skomplas, and Upep.
That's right.
Yo, kubuhlungu manje ukuthi kumele sivalelise.
Hayi, kumele sihambe nje.
As you know, I always say, remember to believe in yourself when no one else does.
Yep.
Never, ever give up.
And from myself, Pebeti Masha, do remember to do better than yesterday. Live more today and let God worry about tomorrow.
So this is a request from Mubonga.
Yes.
So
we're going
to play this song, Oguti. Nay, I'll be right a humble and I'll write a chabuli.
Another
thing.
It is Tony Braxton with Let It Flow.
Yes.
Yeah.
First thing Monday morning.
Masimi again, I pull them about clearly.
Whether you're young or old, male or female, from Cape to Cairo, you just can't help yourself but love. You just can't help yourself but love. Radio Lala.